Those who don't want abortion doctors or their patients punished are seeking to repeal a state law first enacted in 1849. That statute was still on the books when Lou Allen had an illegal abortion. The year was 1953. She paid $200.
It wasn't exactly the back alley, but it was close. The man had dirty fingernails, but he did use anesthetic, for which I was very grateful.
In 1985, an attempt to repeal Wisconsin's criminal abortion statute failed. Representative Therese Brousseau is trying again, spearheading a new push to get the longtime law off the books. The Madison Democrat says a lot depends on who's elected in the legislature and the governor's office.
We do have to worry about the governor's race because that could make things a foregone conclusion.
Current Governor Jim Doyle has vetoed many proposals supported by pro-life groups and passed by a conservative legislature. Representative Brousseau does not expect the bill repealing abortion to make headway this session, but in time she and others hope they can convince doctors affected by the law to speak out. Retired pediatrics professor John Stevenson already is.
No matter how harsh our anti-abortion laws are, individuals will continue to have abortions for their own personal reasons.
The Madison doctor says he witnessed illegal abortions years ago as a medical resident working in Boston. He says poor women often tried unorthodox and unsafe methods to end their pregnancy, while more affluent women went to hospitals where they were able to have an abortion, but it was not acknowledged on medical charts. Wisconsin's law against abortions provides no exception for rape or saving a woman's life. It's currently unenforceable, but if Roe v. Wade is overturned, doctors could go to jail for 15 years. Patients could also be imprisoned. Both could be fined. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.